This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with our thoughts about what's going on in the world. Your thoughts are welcome as well. Share them with us. Twitter at Good Day Show, or sorry, DJV Show. This is a hard, see what's happened here. For those of you who haven't quite, yeah, we're transitioning from a focus on Good Day for all the 6 hours we're on the air to our relationship
to
as
our
friends.
New show, Doug Steffen's Rotten Day program.
Stinko Day, Captain Curmudgeon on the air. Let's see, what can I be curmudgeon-y about? Things. Oh, here's a good one.
Oh, we're going to start now being curmudgeonly?
Yeah, let's do
curmudgeon, it's a holiday.
Okay?
Come on, Doug.
If you look back at the history of this holiday, though, Labor Day is all about the strikes, the coal miners, J.P. Morgan, you know, people, the bank and stuff, all of the money that he made and the others who are in it with him, in a sense, all was at the on the backs of laborers who work for nothing. And J.P. Morgan fought him at every turn. You know, I despise these big banks. I really do. Morgan, Chase, all these other, they're just Bank of America. They all made their money on the backs of people that were basically slaves. They get paid nothing, and they all went on strike. And Andrew Carnegie, money for all of the libraries and stuff, his hands, they're not clean. There were lots of strikes against the automotive companies when they first got started. That's the way it is. And Labor Day is an acknowledgement of workers, acknowledgement of their achievements. And we don't, in our lifetime, we haven't seen, for the most part, at least in our country, the dismal reality that workers had to endure. You can look at the rest of the world, like China. Well, we don't really give a damn, because we buy all that stuff from China that's made under conditions that existed in our country that we wouldn't accept, so we went into the unions. But in Southeast Asia especially, or in Africa, the people that work and make things that we buy, we pay no attention to what's going on there. If those conditions exist in our country, we'd shut all these companies down. And the best example, how many of you are wearing those, what do they call them? What's the name of the brand? The Nike sneakers or shoes or whatever you want to call them. $110, $120, $130, $140. You know how much it costs them?
No, Nikes.
You know how much the labor involved in making those shoes is? Take a guess. $4.
Yeah.
Where are Nikes made?
Vietnam, Cambodia,
yeah.
Laos, those places. And that's, by the way, good money for those people there in comparison to what it was like before. You see, this is one of the things, I'm going to get off on a little toot. Everybody ready for me to toot? Toot, toot, toot.
Toot, toot, toot. Not that kind of toot, just verbal tooting.
Yeah, I think yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine. I was talking at this party that I went to about our military-industrial complex and how outrageous it is that we allow. I heard something even on the radio about this yesterday, how outrageous it is that we allow the military-industrial complex. Do you know that at the moment there's $6 trillion in spending by the Pentagon that they can't track, they can't trace, they don't know where the money went over the past 10 years? $6 trillion. They don't know where it went. And we keep giving them planes that they don't want. We keep building armaments and stuff and arming ourselves to the teeth and developing weapons so that we can sell them everywhere around the world. You and I are paying for that in many different ways. So, in this circumstance, though, we went to war against Vietnam, and nothing good came of it at the time. But at this moment in time, the Vietnamese, the North and South Vietnamese, the people who are mostly the South Vietnamese, who survived and have families, and now we've built their economy back up, and we've rebuilt their country, we, the United States. So now they have a thriving infrastructure. They have thriving factories. They do. They have a lot of things that they wouldn't have had had we not gone to war there. So, in a sense, they were making one-tenth of what they make now before the war. Like, they were working for 5 cents an hour, 10 cents, 20 cents, 25 cents an hour. Now, at least they're getting four or five bucks a day. Sorry, I said hour. It was day. They were making 5 cents a day, some of those people. So, and you can look at other circumstances in Korea. It pretty much is the same. Other places where we've gone in and, you know, basically blown the place up, maybe that'll be the fate of Iraq someday. Who knows? It certainly isn't now. But, you know, we've created other markets in these areas for us to sell our goods and for us to get things made there to be distributed to our country and the rest of the world. So, in a sense, we can make an argument that they're better off because of us. But what would happen? See, I wonder why the labor movement doesn't go to some of these places. Anybody know that? I know it's been the subject of philosophical conversations in a lot of academic institutions, you know, how bad the labor situation is elsewhere around the world. So why don't the labor unions here go over there and organize these people?
Well, I think first and foremost, there's probably international law that prevents all that, right?
No. Why?
They could organize.
They can organize.
But what would be the benefit for the people here? I mean, see, yeah. So much of this links back to corruption and power and all
well,
of
they
that.
They could get a piece of their dues.
Maybe.
I don't know the reason for it. I'm asking because it seems to me to make sense to get people unionized in some of these up-and-coming countries and have them join the movement.
A lot of companies and manufacturers don't want that to happen because then where are they going to get their cheap labor from?
Well, but
that's
not
the government.
They didn't want it to happen in our country either, and they killed a lot of people. I mean, you think J.P. Morgan was clean through and deodorized too? They had people killed. The union organizers were just, what's that movie about New York that Leonardo DiCaprio and Daniel
Day-Lewis? Oh, the Gangs of New York?
Yeah. What do you think that was about?
I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't either, but I read the story.
Gangs in New York?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would have guessed.
But the gangs were based on who worked for whom.
Right.
In essence. And it was also, it had to do with their, Irish or Italian, and their background, where they came from before they got here, that kind of stuff. But these people, we placed a lot of focus on how great it is that they did so well in America and they couldn't have done anywhere else. What they did was on the backs of people, and even after the union thing, they still did well, very well. But they did better before the unions. And I think that's something that's forgotten. You don't read that in the history books. For the kids in junior high school learning about that, you think that J.P. Morgan is presented that way, or Andrew Carnegie presented that way in the history books? Hell no. In a way, they're American heroes. And in a way, they were. They're entrepreneurial people, started a business, but you know, they figured out how to do it on the backs of people. And I'm not one who is a believer. You don't hear me espouse the value of all this nonsense about what people get paid to run companies. I'm not buying into that at all. Unless every once in a while you look at somebody the situation is so grievous like that. EpiPen, isn't that what it's called? EpiPen,
right, yeah.
What is it?
Right.
That woman that gave herself an $18 million bonus and then, you know, made the price go from $100 to $600. And then they said, oh, okay, we'll cut it in half. So they look like heroes. They're charging $300 for something that last week they were charging $100 for. And everybody says, oh, wow, this is great. They were going to charge you $600. Now they're only charging us $3. You boobs, she was only charging you $100 last week. Look at what was good. This is how it gets done, frankly. All right, am I on a toot?
I probably love that.
Toot toot.
Really? Would you like to participate in my toot, Jennifer?
Oh, you are a soul tutor, my friend.
So, all right, Victoria, you want to toot a little?
I think you're tooting alone, my friend. Now, I understand what you're saying, and I do agree.
Huh.
Yeah.
The
Were you saying something?
The challenges of being the boss. 16 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, the news is good from the... This, remember, Labor Day is just an American holiday, so everybody else is working. Everything else is normal around the world. And if you look at the... from the Asian markets to the European markets, wow. Look at the numbers. Look at the stock markets going back up. All the worry for the last 4 months, the British are going to get out of the European Union and everything's going to go to hell. No, please. Look at the stock market over there. Look at what's going on around the world, and if you don't think America drives the markets, the jobs numbers on Friday are what's in America, are what's driving the markets around the world. This is really how we understand where we sort of fit, and I don't want it to go to our heads necessarily, because there certainly are other other economies that are important. As Richie just said, how are we going to keep the price of iPhones at $400 if we pay the people that make them in China a living wage? If you pay them, you know, how much for $4,000 instead of $400 for a new iPhone? What would happen under that circumstance?
Your big pens would then go up to $12 for a pack.
Yeah. The oil, the prices of oil, the speculators are back in it again, even though oil is less expensive. I noticed it go up to the price, I don't know what it was doing in California, Jennifer, it went up about 13 cents. It was down to around 190, 195 around here, and then it's gone back up to
about $3.
$2.12. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. The price of crude oil for November delivery today is $48.75 a barrel. That's up $1.93 from last week. And a week ago today, it was $46 a barrel. The Saudi energy minister says that they're going to make a significant announcement at a news conference today. The Russians have been told that, you know, they've been, all these oil producers have been getting together. Come on, let's get the price back up. What are you guys doing? And the Russians can't do it. Nobody, they can't do it on their own. They have to follow the Saudis. And because the Saudis are supposedly our friends, they've kept the price where it was, you know, went down to that point because of all the oil that has been produced in America. And we're still producing it. So, in a sense, I say, what do you need the Saudis for? It's too bad you can't, you know, this is one of those international things, but it's too bad you can't just isolate the American market. We drill oil, we get it out of the ground, we sell it to ourselves, and we keep the price where we want it. But somehow or other, because we become so international with these crazy trade deals, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, hopefully, that'll never get ratified, you know, everything is all about the world and not about us, which may or may not be such a good thing. 21 after the hour.
Bro. ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alyssa Etheridge is diving headlong into the marijuana business. Her company, Etheridge Farms, soon be making cannabis
Etheridge
products.
Farms.
Etheridge Farms.
It's a little bit like Pepperidge.
Etheridge Farms, making cannabis products available for California medical patients. I'm very seriously thinking of doing it. I'm talking to some people now about doing it on my farm, frankly. It doesn't mean that I have to smoke it. It's a product that's going to be sold.
You will, though. It's a gateway crop.
I'll burn it and the cows can smell it. So she says she's in the process of branding these things. There's a balm that's so good for muscles and arthritis. I have my own some edible marijuana things, some oil, cartridges, just entering the market with what I've learned in the past 10 years about cannabis, wanting to bring a product to America that's focused on health and on wellness and how important this plant is to be used in our medical system.
To make a boatload of money.
70 years ago, it was on pharmacy shelves. Now it's time to get it back to that. Is she somebody that uses, do you suppose?
Yeah, she's a breast cancer survivor, and she said 10 years ago when she had breast cancer, she realized that a lot of stress and other factors in her life were contributing to the cancer, yeah. And she started using the edibles and the oils, uh-huh. And so she's kind of become a devotee ever since then.
Right. She's going to open dispensaries in Oakland, San Jose, and Santa Cruz.
You just can't meditate.
Maybe she needs something to help her meditate.
I think she does meditate now. I think because of that, she just
all the time because she's constantly high.
Yeah,
is she?
No, she's not like Snoop Dogg.
All right, so she has a release of her 14th studio album scheduled for October 7th as well. It's called Memphis Rock and Soul, which is a tribute to Stax Records. Isn't it interesting that she's doing that?
Cool.
We played a little clip of that a few weeks ago.
That's right, we did. Yes, I remember that.
And that's
a
little tease for what's coming on the album. Yeah. I think it's going to be great to hear it with a full band. She just had the acoustic thing.
All right, next up in the music news department, Fifth Harmony's Camila Cabello apologizing to fans after leaving the band set early on Friday when they were playing in St. Louis because of anxiety. Local reports have her leaving the amphitheater after performing Boss with several songs left in the set. One of her bandmates blamed a wardrobe malfunction on the moment, although she never came back again. She told Billboard she started having anxiety problems last year. Quote, I was having terrible anxiety nonstop. My heart would beat really fast. 2 hours after I woke up, I'd need a nap because my body was so hyperactive. I was afraid of what would happen to me, the things my brain was telling me. I realized the stuff I thought was important isn't.
She's Melissa Etheridge.
Yeah, right. Get a little,
she can help her.
Pokey pokey. All right, also in the musical news, Alicia Keys' husband, Swizz Beatz, record producer, music producer. How'd I do? All right. Is that,
that was good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Swizz Beatz. That threw his support behind his wife after she took criticism for not wearing makeup at last week's MTV video. Are people this shallow?
Oh, yeah. She's it's gotten so much.
Are you kidding?
Online. Yep. She's a
really?
Naturally beautiful girl. And she didn't wear makeup, or if she did, it was very minimal. And she didn't. She looked very natural. She looked gorgeous anyway.
People don't have enough in their lives. What?
Put some makeup on. I'm going to just say it. I'm with them. Put some makeup on.
Really? Well, that's because you wear makeup.
Really? Yes. Jen, I'm surprised you would say that. I mean, why should we be forced to wear makeup?
We shouldn't be forced, but it's a trend, and she did it for a time.
When you Google Alicia Keys, the first search result is Alicia Keys, no makeup.
Yeah.
Really?
Wear no makeup to the grocery store, but when you're going to an award show, I mean, come on. Put on some lipstick. It's not going to kill anybody.
No.
So maybe the rabbit that was tested on.
Maybe that's what she's protesting. 28 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Legends in our own minds. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, on the air 34 after the hour, Labor Day. Fresh meat for the ladies about Brock Turner, spotted yesterday at his parents' home in Ohio. You'll remember he was released from jail last Friday after serving half of his six-month sentence in Santa Clara for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman behind a dumpster on the campus in January of last year, Stanford University. Sticking up for him, the judge says, well, we shouldn't be too tough on him. After all, he's an important athlete at the school. And as soon as I say that, then I don't have to say anything else. Jennifer and Victoria, they can carry it from here.
He's a real upstanding guy. I mean, yep. Everybody knows that, you know, forcing yourself on an unconscious woman behind a dumpster is just class act. Oh, my mm-hmm. They actually changed the law in California, by the way, to add into the code now that if you're the punishment is worse if your victim is unconscious,
I think it means mandatory jail time, right? That's the new law.
Like that.
What kind of person does that? I mean, what kind of a subhuman?
Yep, I was going to say the lowest possible form. Yeah.
So the news media all over their home in Xenia, Ohio, And not only the news media, but there were protesters all over the place. And so here we have this circumstance that there's a, this judge, by the way, was being recalled, I think, Jennifer, wasn't he? And he's reassigned himself to civil cases.
Because
so
this
not,
wasn't the first time. I mean, he had a history of being part of that good old boys club where they let, you know, the athletes go. Yeah.
And more important than everybody else.
Now, he was elected, right? That's why they can't
the judge
just get
in
rid
California
of him.
Are elected.
Yeah, we vote for judges.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, you look at some of these creeps and what they do and the creeps who are judges. I wonder how many women judges, what would have happened if there had been a woman judge assigned to this case? Who decides who's going to be assigned to what cases in California? Do you know, Jennifer?
I don't know how that works. I don't know if they just randomly do. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Hmm. All right. Well,
if you look at the process of how it was depicted anyway during the People versus O.J. Simpson,
yeah,
Judge Ito was just given the trial, and then he had to sign, and everybody in his life had to sign affidavits that they didn't know or that they weren't related to anybody that was going to be part of the trial. So I don't know if that's the same. I know that's for a big case. I don't know how it would work for smaller cases, but I'd imagine they have to vet it to make sure you don't have a relationship to it, right?
But didn't this judge also go to Stanford, and he wasn't he also an athlete?
Obviously, they didn't bet too hard.
Yeah. Right, under the circumstances. Falling asleep in an Uber car would seem safe enough. Backseat of an air-conditioned car, as long as you gave the driver the correct address, you'd be all set, right? Well, that wasn't the case. But I'm going to go off the reservation on this a bit. Because there are some who think this is an important story. I do not. As a matter of fact, I find this annoying because there's such a news media affront, a focus, a war, if you will, on Uber for whatever the reason. It seems to be that's the trick of the day. Let's go make Uber look as bad as possible. When, in fact, the idea for it and the usage of it is something that has helped quite a number of people, millions of people in our country and around the world, have been helped.
I don't think it's. I don't think people are out to get Uber. I mean, when stories like this happen, I mean,
they happen every day in the week in New York in a cab, for God's sakes. The woman falls asleep. So what? So she drives around for 35 miles. She gets her money back. I don't see why that's any different than what you would find.
Why didn't the driver wake her up, and why didn't he take her to her destination?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. But is that something that is international news that we should be going after? What about the cab driver? The same thing might have happened to a London cabbie.
The equivalent with the taxi drivers who take you for a ride, right?
Yeah.
Take you the long way home?
Right, yeah. I think there is an international scam here, a press war on Uber, and the reason that
Uber, rightfully so, has had some bad press with the surge pricing and
so
everything else.
Who is doing a $5 billion a year business who doesn't have a problem with employees or with the, American Airlines gets plenty of bad press and deserves it because they screw hundreds if not thousands of passengers a year. Is that what's going on at Uber? Do they deserve the same sort of...
Well, I also think, if you want to be like a little conspiracy theorist...
I'm asking the question because I don't...
Yeah, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist on Labor Day, a lot of what people have trouble with, or a lot of the media and a lot of people who run businesses have trouble with the fact that Uber is not part of a union. And so they get a lot of pressure because, the taxis are all part of... They're unionized, and Uber is not. Mm-hmm. And I think that scares people a little bit.
Are the taxi drivers in New York?
I think they are part of some sort of something or other.
Are they really? Well, is
I think. Whoever owns the medallion for the cab, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know necessarily about the actual drivers. But I would think that there's definitely some sort of a union. There's some sort of organization that runs it. The Taxi and Limousine Commission.
Let me drop something on you, ladies. As today is Labor Day, why aren't the unions more vocal when it comes to parity? Women getting paid. Women ought to be paid. Women must be paid in my world the same as men, but they aren't. And even in union circumstances, women get paid less than men for doing the same job. Why is that?
I do not know. Is that true? I mean, if you're in a union, the wages aren't standardized? I thought that was part of the
depending
point.
Depending on the job. This would impact job classification. Yes, the pay is all the same,
right.
But women are often classified as different than men in job descriptions. So that's how they get away with the lack of job of
pay. Yeah, because all the recent studies, I mean, the stuff that you read about the gender gap is really a lot of propaganda at this point. They're really the wage gap between genders is almost non-existent anymore. And you're talking to, I mean, I used to be president of Women in Cable and Communications. It used to be... that there was like a 38-cent wage gap between women and men for every dollar, but now that has pretty much closed. So I don't know how much of that is real anymore. Maybe hiring practices, you could go case by case. Maybe some people think certain sexes are more desirable than others, but I don't know how much of that is true anymore.
I think there's a lot of it that's just not easily reported or
it's
chronicled.
Very difficult. Yeah. At a former employer, and I'm not going to name names, but as people got around together and became friends, guys and girls, every guy was paid more than women, and they were equal co-hosts.
Are you serious about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Serious about that?
Yes, I am.
You're serious?
Serious about that.
You're serious about that?
I am. Dead serious.
I mean, I am.
Well, there are a lot of reasons that women get paid less than men. There's a new report out today, including the focus of domestic violence on why there is a difference. The report suggests as many as 1 in 3 women experience violence at the hands of their partner. Good God. We're back to the Brock Turner kind of story.
Yep.
This is going on in this country, the kind of violence against women. There aren't words for it. So there's a direct correlation, however, though, in this study between violence and the financial reality of the women who suffer from the violence. They are likely to see an impact on their earning potential because of lost productivity and lost days at work. What do you think
it's
of that?
Something you don't think about, but
no?
Yeah.
Nope. Victims of domestic violence are more likely to lose their jobs. Between 25 and 50% of domestic violence survivors report job loss after having a confrontation at home. You lose one job, it becomes more difficult to find another one. Unemployment becomes a cycle, and that's another reason that there's a wage gap. The cycle has an impact on the country's gross domestic product. According to the analysis here in this story, violence against women costs us about $5 billion a year in productivity, lost productivity. 70% of this comes from medical costs, 15% from lost productivity. In other words, you go to work, but how do you function when you think about what you're going to go home to?
Mm-hmm.
How do you function when you think about what is the reality of your life?
Yeah, and the downtime, you obviously, women don't want to go to work with bruises. So the downtime of lost productivity just by staying away from the office is another factor.
Mm-hmm. To combat the problem, advocates say employers ought to look for warning signs of abuses. But then, is that their business? Is that something where...
Well, if a woman is being flaky at her job in terms of not showing up or calling out sick, I mean, that's definitely a conversation that a boss should be having, you know. And is there a reason that you keep calling out, or that it seems very random, or that it's always on a Monday or whatever? Like, is there something else going on over the weekends?
Well, it certainly is food for thought. 44 after the hour, time for a focus on you and your health, your heart health, your circulation health. What's going on in your body that has been affected by you using Super Beats? Super Beats, nitric oxide in the beets. Beets have these non-GMO beets that they grow for Super Beets. They cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them. They put it in a canister. They send it to you when you buy, and you can buy by calling 800-655-4183. You get the canister, open it up, take a teaspoon, put it in 4 ounces of water or in your smoothie. That's what I do with it. And drink it. And boy, what a difference you will feel. Richie's been on it. Victoria's been on it. Jennifer's been on it. Everybody in the program has been on this. The technology activates the mechanisms opening up your veins, the arteries, so that the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all the organs in your body, so you're much healthier and you feel it. You have more endurance, more stamina. Why do you think all these athletes take this and swear by Super Beets? It tastes great. It's a daily source of dietary nitrates. Your circulation will be better. Your blood pressure will stay where it is as long as it's good. This is for you. Every day, it's all about health. Please do yourself and your family a favor. Call 800-655-4183 to get this super way of you taking super good care of your super important circulatory system. It's a functional food. It is a function of the oxide to open up the arteries and get the blood all the way around. You need that every day. It gives you a shot, wakes you up. You'll have all kinds of stamina and energy on Super Beets. Tastes good, too. Call 800-655-4183. Take all of our word for it. This is the way to get more energy and more stamina. Drink it every single day. 800-655-4183. I can't tell you how many people have sent me any number of comments about why last year they went on to this and they stuck with it this year. They want to be in the best shape of their life. They're eating healthier, committed to daily workouts, and drinking their Super Beets. 800-655-4183, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Get the extra deal, 30 days on top of a regular order of 3 months. You get an extra 30-day supply, so you pay for three, you get 4 months worth of Super Beets in this fantastic deal. Get on board right now, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Immersing ourselves in the movies. Chuck Curry not here today because he doesn't want to be a laborer on Labor Day. So much for him. I went to the movies this week, saw two movies. You ladies go to the movies this weekend?
I did not.
No. Did anybody go to the movies during the week?
Who goes to the movies? I haven't been to a movie theater since Skyfall.
Yes.
Really?
Wait, I'm lying to you. I did go to the movies this weekend on Friday. Yes, I did. I saw Pete's Dragon.
Really? How'd you like that?
So sweet.
Why did you go see that? What made you want to go see it?
Because I took my boyfriend's kids to the movies.
Really?
And it was very, very sweet.
So now you're going to be the mommy, the new mommy?
Because we went to the movies together,
yeah.
We went
to movies together?
Were they well behaved?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do really well.
How old are they?
They are 4 and almost 7.
Mommy! Mommy!
Would you stop? They have a mommy.
Yes, okay, good. Oh, yeah, that's nice. You went to the... Well, you liked Pete's Dragon, too. They liked it? You liked it?
It was very... I was thinking I was going to sleep because I was pooped on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
But it was really... It was very, very sweet. Robert Redford's in it a little bit. Not so... You know, it was all right. But it was a cute movie. I liked it.
I went to see Come Hell or High Water on Friday night, which is the new Chris Pine, Jeff Bridges sort of modern-day cowboy robbing from the bank, robbing from the rich. The story is, in a nutshell, without it being, without me spoiling it, Ben, who's a really, most of the time he plays bad guys. I can't remember his last name. He was in it, too. So Chris Pine and Ben are brothers, and they're trying to save the ranch that the bank is trying to be foreclosing on because there's oil under it. And so the dastardly bankers gave the mother a reverse mortgage, and she was up to her ears in debt, and she died. So the kids are trying to figure out how to save it, and they can't. They're not making enough money, so they find the bank that holds the mortgage is Texas Midlands. So they go rob all of the Texas Midlands branches that they can find, and they use that money to pay off the mortgage to Texas Midlands. They take the money out of the bank and give it back to the bank. And they launder it at Las Vegas and stuff like that. So Jeff Bridges is the Texas Ranger who's assigned to go get him. And he's just about to retire, and he has the obligatory Hispanic ranger partner, and the story goes from there. Well, it wasn't actually a bad movie. I thought it was an interesting story, a concept. Chris Pine is Captain Kirk. You're used to seeing him in that kind of a role, so seeing him in this kind of a role was kind of different. So anyway.
He's plus also singing on the new Barbara Streisand album.
Yeah, he is.
So weird. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite an accomplished actor. He's doing well. So then there was Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep and Hugh, hello, English Hugh actor.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, thank you. Who doesn't come across particularly well in the movie, and neither does she. I didn't think. I mean, I could see why she wanted to do it, but it was a stretch. It's a real story about a woman who was very wealthy and wanted to sing, be a patron of the arts, and she it's terrible.
But she was supposed to be
the
terrible,
story
right?
Is, yeah, right. The story is not terrible. So I'm looking at the way the box office total shaped up here. Don't bring, are these in order up and down? Which is which here? In terms of what's on top and what's down.
Don't Breathe is number one.
Okay. So Don't Breathe took in $15.7 million. This is a horror flick, so I don't pay much attention to
it. It looks so scary. I personally just can't handle scary movies because they stay with me. So I don't know how anyone could see this, but yes.
Suicide Squad was number two. Pete's Dragon was three. Sausage Party, Kubo and Two Strings.
I just like to hear you say that.
What, Sausage Party?
Yes.
Sausage Party?
Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
The Light Between Oceans, a drama that's had months of buzz. I wanted to see that, and I didn't. It only took in $5 million this weekend. Let's see here. Bad Moms hit blockbuster status over the weekend, taking in $100 million. And let's see, what else is... Jason Bourne's done very well. Bad Moms.
Suicide Squad has gotten such mixed reviews, but people keep going to see it. So
I think no one knows what it's really about, I think. And then
it's just violence for the sake of violence and stupid stuff.
Well, it's superhero stuff, isn't it?
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
It is weird. Hey, look at all these people made up to look like freaks. I mean, look at Will Smith, how he looks in this movie. He looks like a freakazoid. And so do these other characters. Some of them are really pretty good actors, too. They're probably getting a good paycheck, and that's why they signed up for it. Anyway, that's our list of movie info for this Monday, September the 5th at 59 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.